Gag Bani, Surjit Gag. I love my country. In English. Translation, Prerna V. Reader, Miiko Toiviainen. I love my country. When I was living in my country, it never occurred to me that I love my nation. How would I have felt it anyway? Love cannot be won. You can only feel it. It was only after I left that I realized how rich I was. I was the king of my sultanate. It has made me realize what the word nation really means. I used to think that the small piece of land that was demarcated by lines on a globe was a country. However, circumstances stole my wealth and stature, which has left me incapacitated. I haven't left my nation, and I don't think I can ever leave it. It resides in every fiber of my being. How can you separate it from your soul if you have spent the last 45 years there? Razul Hamzatov, author of the famous book My Dagestan, writes that the worst curse for someone is that they forget their mother tongue. It is only now that I realize the importance of my mother tongue. Truly, there exists no greater curse than this. I used to be rich, so rich that I was the king of my sultanate. It is dawning on me now that the treasure I used to consider unimportant was perhaps the most valuable. In a strange country with strange people, witnessing a strange culture in a strange place, strange dress and food, I wander helplessly. Of course, no one can stop time. It will pass. But I just want to hold on to it. I remember my childhood, when everything was my own and nothing seemed strange. No names are written on trees or pieces of land. You can't enslave birds or animals. Man has tried to control every gift of nature, even the seas, rivers, and streams. However, the desire for freedom cannot be quenched. I have always had this desire, and always will. Migration is the law of nature. Every human being migrates for their own good. I love traveling. And I have always wanted to visit third world countries. However, in the pursuit of this wish, we lose claim to our own country. I was good at translating the chirping of sparrows, the croaking of crows, the cooing of pigeons, the cackling of roosters. I have to endure the pain of separating from animals, birds, trees, rivers, mountains, fields, seas, which have always been intertwined with me. This is unbearable for me. The early days of my childhood were spent in the beautiful valleys of Himachal Pradesh, and they still evoke a sense of longing in my heart. I often escape to the valleys of Himachal Pradesh for relief from the mundanity of life, even though I no longer have a home, a solid connection, or a reason to go back to. This feeling can only be understood and can hardly be explained. The town where I spent 10 years of my childhood is now desolate, but it is still green in my memory. I have the same fascination with these empty buildings as I had with them when they were full of life and people. Whenever I think about my family and children leaving their homeland and traveling to foreign countries because of their need to be together, I also mourn their loss, the loss of their own kingdom. I don't think I will ever be ready to witness this. The future is uncertain, but I can already foresee that my culture and mother tongue might not be inherited by my future generations. It was my circumstances that forced me to leave my country. But what did my family ever do to suffer through this painful darkness? I am at a loss, not knowing whether my family belongs to me or the country. I cannot make this decision right now. It will be determined by what the future holds. Today I have my mother tongue, but no one recognizes it here. A country isn't simply a map, right? The native language, family, culture, traditions, inheritance, pain and joy, food, everything is in flux, and I have been left alone. Illiteracy, poverty, corruption, unemployment, inflation, petty theft, murders, rapes, all are regular occurrences in our country, and the roots of these issues run deep. Many have either come to terms with these circumstances or simply ignored the existence of these issues. It becomes my responsibility to deny the status quo of power by taking on the burden of correcting these issues. We can blame whoever we want, but we can't actually avert our eyes from these social evils and simply ignore them. You can't simply leave the country instead of accepting these challenges. Many people have left the country because of the political climate, and people consider this immigration. I don't think this is migration. This is political deportation. My country is a treasure trove of resources. Fertile land, electricity, nature's wealth, grains, fruits, vegetables, textiles, coal, self-sufficiency. These are enough to meet the general and special needs of the country, but at the same time, they are also becoming the cause for further exploitation. Capitalist policies have deprived the common man of the education that enables them to distinguish between good and bad. Everyone sees a better future in the West, which is nothing more than temporary relief. The spirit of the nation is, however, still alive in most of them. Of course, they do not know how to love the country. Love is not a syllabus. This feeling resides in the person subconsciously, and you don't actually need words to express this love. There is an uncertainty around the world because of capitalist policies. There is an economic downturn, and there are so many people who are struggling and making sacrifices to make this world a better place. Everyone wants to be comfortable. People from underdeveloped countries are moving to developed ones under the assumption that life will be easier there, and it is, to some extent. The fact is, these underdeveloped economies act as cheaper markets for the developed ones. An entire year can be spent on a month's salary, and what should have been an hourly wage yields you 15 to 20 hours of labor. Society is divided into two classes. The upper class has been looting the lower classes for centuries, and people have been revolting against this system for a long time. I am from the lower class. This struggle is my life. And it is this hope that has motivated me to cross the seven seas and live so far away from my homeland. I am being punished for standing up for those who have been exploited. It is also my reward, because I love my country.